From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Two Americans who ejected from an F-15 fighter jet before it crashed in Libya last night are reported to be safe and back with U.S. forces. The warplane went down near Benghazi, a rebel stronghold in eastern Libya. At the time, the fighter jet was taking part in a third night of Allied airstrikes to take out Libya's defense and prevent further civilian bloodshed at the hands of Colonel Muammar Gaddafi's forces. U.S. Africa Command spokesman Ken Fidler says the military does not believe the crash was the result of hostile fire.
The specific cause is unknown. We're characterizing right now that the aircraft experienced an equipment malfunction.
Although the crew members suffered minor injuries, this was the first major incident for U.S. allied forces in Libya. Senator John McCain, the ranking Republican on the Armed Services Committee, says hopefully this will be it.
We are in a combat, and our pilots are trained to fly in combat, and let's hope there are no more mechanical failures.
McCain speaking today on CBS. NPR's Eric Westerveld is on the road between Ajdabiya and Benghazi, where he describes seeing escalated fighting.
Residents of Benghazi have been hunkered down for several days because of the intense fighting in and around the southern edge of the city. Today, they've come out full force. They're viewing the burned out tanks, artillery pieces, and armored personnel carriers, and the destruction from Allied airstrikes. Their forces, the Revolutionary Rebel Forces, have pushed forward towards Ajdabiya, but that city is still under the control of Colonel Gaddafi's forces.
NPR's Eric Westerveld. Libyan rebels are struggling to hold on to the only town they control in western Libya. Misrata has been under fierce attack by forces loyal to Gaddafi. Witnesses say dozens of people have been killed. One resident is quoted by Reuters News Service saying that tanks began shelling the town in the morning and that snipers were also being used. Witnesses say a sniper is responsible for killing four children in a civilian car. The operator of a damaged nuclear plant in Japan reports progress in restoring electrical power to the facility. The March 11th earthquake and tsunami knocked out power, making it difficult to keep nuclear fuel from overheating. But as NPR's Larry Abramson reports, scientists continue to detect above-normal radiation levels around the plant.
Tokyo Electric Power Company says it is moving ahead with efforts to restore external power to the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power station. Power is needed to restart the cooling pumps so the utility does not have to pump water into the reactors and onto pools of spent fuel. The utility says smoke seen rising from the facility on Monday has stopped. Workers continue to inject seawater to cool reactor vessels that were damaged in the quake and tsunami. Radiation tests show higher than normal readings around the plant, but there are indications those readings should decline rapidly in the coming weeks and may not pose a long-term health threat. Larry Abramson, NPR News.
Dow's down 7 points. This is NPR. An Arizona judge is ordering a mental evaluation for the suspect in January shooting massacre in Tucson. Jared Loughner is accused of killing six people and wounding 13 others, including Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. Arizona Public Radio's Julian Ferris-Cole reports the evaluation will take place at a specialized facility in Missouri.
Attorneys for the suspected gunman, 22-year-old Jared Loughner, had argued the exam should take place inside a Tucson prison where their client is being held. However, a judge ruled in favor of prosecutors' request to have the evaluation done outside Arizona at a so-called medical referral center that provides forensic services. The focus of the exam will be limited to whether Jared Loughner is competent to stand trial and not whether he was sane at the time of the shooting. The judge in the case acknowledged the move will be inconvenient for defense attorneys, but that it's necessary to definitively determine the question of Loughner's competency. He has pleaded not guilty to the charges. For NPR News, I'm Jillian Ferris-Cole in Flagstaff.
Traffic on a northern New Hampshire highway is reported to be moving again hours after tour bus overturned. 23 people were reportedly injured. The Associated Press says the bus was carrying 24 Koreans from Quebec to Boston when the driver lost control on Interstate 93 in Littleton on Monday night. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 10 points at 12,027. NASDAQ Composite Index off 5 points at 2,687, and the S&P 500 down 2 at 1,296. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.